जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय श्री चैतन्य जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैत सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे नक्षत्र विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम सो कंटिन्यूइंग द रीडिंग ऑफ श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत फ्रॉम यस्टरडे नैकात्मा प्रभु गेव अमेजिंग इंट्रोडक्शन सो आई जस्ट फॉलो हिज footsteps and I'm going to read chapter number 12 entitled The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. The chapter Archit Prabhu's instruction is we are starting the cleansing of Gundicha temple. So I'm going to read the summary first. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur summarizes this chapter as follows. The king of Orissa, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, tried his best to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees informed the Lord about the king's desire. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not agree to see him. At that time, Sri Nityananda Prabhu devised a plan. And he sent a piece of the Lord's outward garment to the king. The next day, when Ramananda Rai again entreated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see the king, the Lord, denying the request, asked Ramananda Rai to bring the king's son before him. The prince visited the Lord, dressed like a Vaishnava, and this awakened remembrance of Krishna. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the son of Maharaj Prataparudra. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the Gundicha temple before the Rath Yatra took place. He then took his bath in Indradyumna Lake and partook of prasadam in the garden nearby. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the temple of Gundicha, a Gaudiya Vaishnava washed the lotus feet of the Lord and drank the water. This incident is very significant, for it awoke within the devotee ecstatic love. Then the son of Advaita Prabhu named Gopal fainted during kirtan, and when he did not come to his senses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu favored him by awakening him. There was also some humorous talk between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu during prasadam. Advaita Prabhu said that Nityananda Prabhu was unknown to anyone and that it was not the duty of a householder brahmana to accept dinner with a person unknown in society. In answer to this humorous statement, Sri Nityananda Prabhu replied that Advaita Acharya was a monist and that one could not know how his mind could be turned by eating with such an impersonalist. The conversation of these two Prabhus, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, carried a deep meaning that only an intelligent man can understand. After all the Vaishnavas finished their luncheon, Swarup Damodar and others took their prasadam within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great pleasure when he saw the Jagannath deity after the period of the deity's retirement. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was accompanied by all the devotees and all of them were very pleased. Text number 1. Sri Gundicha Mandiram Atma Vrindaihi Samarjitam Shalanta Sa Gauraha Swachitta Vacha Chitalam Ujvalam Cha Krishno Pravesau Paikam Chakara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple and with devotees and associates. In this way, he made it as cool and bright as his own heart. And thus, he made the temple a befitting place for Lord Sri Krishna to sit. Please repeat. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Gaura Chandra, all glories to Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Srivas Thakur. I beg their power so that I can properly describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, became very anxious to meet him. The king sent a letter from his capital, Cuttack, to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, entreating him to obtain the Lord's permission so that he could go and see him. Replying to the king's letter, the Bhattacharya wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission. After this, the king wrote him another letter. In this letter, the king requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please appeal to all the devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submit this petition to them on my behalf. It's very important in this particular text to understand that one cannot approach Krishna directly. Here, King Prataparudra, he is trying his best to have just one meeting with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting as a very strict sannyasi, and he doesn't want to meet any mundane person for that matter. Because it's a social etiquette that sannyasis, who are supposed to be the highest order of life in Varnashram, they are not supposed to meet any person who has any tinge of mundane, any material desires. And especially the king who has so much opulence. And most of the times we see that politicians and, kings, they have, because they have so much power, they are very much mundane. And because of which, their association, even a tinge of association of such a person may pollute one's mind. Just to show this etiquette, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting very strict. And all the devotees are very bewildered that how come our Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so merciful, who is, namo mahavadanyaya, Krishna prema pradayate, who is Sakshat Krishna, and who is most merciful, he's actually even more merciful than Lord Krishna. How come he is rejecting to meet King Prataparudra? But we have to understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has acted in this way just to set the best example of a perfect Vaishnava, a perfect sannyasi. Because if he would have easily met anyone, then his future generations, including all of us, we may also think that, it's okay to associate with anyone. It's okay to, even on the name of preaching, we shouldn't take association of materialistic persons. So that's the etiquette that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to show, because for a Vaishnava, the first and most important principle is asatsangatyag a Vaishnava achar. The first and most important thing is to give up the association of non-devotees, especially somebody who is very mundane, whose consciousness is polluted by material energy. If you associate with them, your consciousness will get affected. Even subtly, you may not understand. It is said that just like the rain, when it rains, the water that falls from the clouds, it's very pure, very serene. But the drops, some drops, those who associate the ocean, they become salty. The drops of water which, enter the river, like Yamuna, they become holy and worshipable. Even on the land, the water that falls on the land, that which is consumed by a bitter gourd, it becomes bitter in the form of the bitter gourd. That associates with the mango may become sweet like a mango. So association is very, very important. Very important. The association, also one example is given that the trees, they produce flowers. A rose tree may produce so many beautiful roses. Some roses, which associate with lusty, mundane people, they are offered to mundane women, and they, sit on their heads and they decorate a woman. But those flowers, coming from the same tree, those who associate a devotee of Krishna, they will be used in the garland and they become divine. They become, you know, tadiya, like Krishna's remnants, and they are worshipped so much. And they can even sit on the body of the deity. They become so elevated. So the association is very important. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being very strict here, in especially this case, because just because he is a king, that means he is, you know, he may not be elevated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to avoid the association. Ek Rajar Naam. That is the only one reason. And also the social etiquette is very important. Because he also is thinking of his reputation as a sannyasi. What if he, you know, has a meeting with the king, then all the others may start to criticize Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying that, you know, he is, how could he meet a mundane king? And the reputation going down may affect his preaching activity. That is also one of the reasons. So anyway, Prataparudra in this case should not be misunderstood. He is not just a king. He is also a very elevated, advanced Vaishnava. So in this case, this is a special case which we will reveal, you know, which will be revealed to us in this chapter. So, Prataparudra Maharaj, he is trying his best. When in the first appeal, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected to meet him, he is still trying his best. But this time, he is going through devotees. He is, you know, he is requesting humbly that all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, submit my petition to them, that please, you know, Lord Chaitanya should have a meeting with me. That's the up to now text 7. Now text 8, if all the devotees associated with the Lord are favorably disposed toward me, they can submit my petition at the lotus feet of the Lord. By the mercy of all the devotees, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Without his mercy, my kingdom does not appeal to me. Text number 10, I'll read the Bengali, it's very beautiful, very famous verse. Jadi more kripa na karibe gaur hari, rajya chhadi yogi hai, hai babhikari. So this king is so much, you know, he has so much desire, intense desire to attain Krishna. That is very important for all of us, because naturally, you know, doing the devotional service over a period of time, we may start to take it easy. We think that we already know everything. And I already have desire to meet Krishna. I am already chanting 16 rounds. I am already following the four regulative principles. And one day, the doors of Vaikuntha are automatically going to open for me. That's the complacency that may creep into the heart of a devotee, which one has to be very careful about. You know, Chanakya Pandit, he mentions that ati parichayat avadnya santat gamanat anadaro bhavati. You know, when one thing is always with us, sometimes we tend to neglect its importance. Because we have Harinam, because we have association of devotees, we may, you know, subtly we may start to think that it's all there for me. It's always going to remain with me. You know, even the human body that we have, one may start to think that I'm going to live in this material body forever. That is, you know, ati parichaya atavadnya. One has to be very careful about that. This material body, this human body, is not going to come again and again. Unless we utilize the body in its perfect effect, in its perfect, the utilization has to be perfect. Then only we can do the most. That's very important. We have received the deities, you know. The deities are always there. They're always blessing us. But sometimes we may think that, you know, they're always there. Why to come to temple? I can, you know, just be online. I don't have to come to the temple. Sometimes we think the devotees are also with me all the time. I always see these faces, some of which I don't like. We may think like that. But that's so, you know, there's such a bad mentality. We may not realize it now. But it's very important to understand that this opportunity is not again and again. If the human body is misused, then the human body will be taken away. Then one will have to go down in the lower species of life, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Anyway, I finished 10, right? So I'm going to read the number 10. Jadi more kripa na karibe gaur hari rajya chhadi yogi hai hai babhikari. This Pratap Rudra Maharaj is intensely saying, if Gaur Hari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not show mercy to me, I shall give up my kingdom, become a mendicant and beg from door to door. Now, why is he saying so? Because the reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rejecting his appeal is because he is king. So he is saying that if me being the king is the cause, is the impediment, you know, that I'm not able to see the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hell with my kingship. I don't want to be the king. I am ready to beg door to door. I'm going to become a mendicant. I don't want to become or remain the king. That's, you know, so much intense desire that he has. Now, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in the next verse, text 11, when the Bhattacharya received this letter, he became very anxious. He then took the letter and went to the devotees of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with all the devotees and described the king's wishes. Then he presented the letter to all of them for inspection. Upon reading the letter, everyone was astonished to see that King Pratap Rudra had so much devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees gave their opinion and said, the Lord will never meet the king, and if we requested him to do so, the Lord would surely feel very unhappy, because already once they have asked and he has rejected this appeal. That's why devotees are also confused what should be done. Because if you ask one question, you know, to an exalted person again and again, it means that you are not getting the point. Right? That's why devotees, they are also a bit bewildered. Because they are also thinking that what if our Lord and Master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gets annoyed and he leaves us. Because he is a sannyasi. We have to understand, he is a sannyasi. He can leave and he can go to any other place. So then, text number 15. Sarvabhauma kahe sabhe chala ek bara milite na kahiba raja vyavahara. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then said, we shall go once again to the Lord, but we shall not request him to meet the king. Rather, we shall simply describe the good behavior of the king. Having thus reached a decision, they all went to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, although ready to speak, they could not even utter a word. Prabhu kahe ki kahite sabar agaman dekhiye kahite chah na kah ki kir ki karana. After they arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, the Lord, seeing them, said, what have you all come here to say? I see that you want to say something, but you do not speak. What is the reason? Nityananda kahe tomaya chahi nivedite na kahile rahite nari kahite bhaya chitte. Nityananda Prabhu then said, we want to tell you something, although we cannot stay without speaking, we are still very much afraid to speak. योग्य अयोग्य तोमाय सब चाहि निवेदिते, तोमा नाम मिलीले राजा चाहे योगी है ते। We want to submit before you something that may or may not be befitting. The matter is this, unless he sees you, the king of Odisha will become a mendicant. Kani mudralai muni hai babhikari, rajya bhoga nahe chitte vina gaura hari. So Nityananda Prabhu is very, very intelligent, he's very smart. He is actually Adi Guru Balram. Now he is submitting the plea on behalf of the king. So actually we must understand the tattva here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is none other than Lord Sri Krishna. You know, Krishna has come in the age of Kali Yuga. He has taken the mood of Srimati Radharani and the bodily luster. So Krishna has disguised himself by taking the color, the bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani and also the mood. But he is actually, originally he is Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brajendra Nandana je Sachisuta hoilo se, Balaram hoilo nitai. And the same Haladhar Balaram, he has become Nityananda Prabhu. So original Guru is Balaram. And the same Balaram has mercifully come in the age of Kali to give his blessings, his support and his mercy to all the, you know, fallen conditioned souls of Kali Yuga to take them back home, back to Godhead. He has, you know, come as Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu is actually Adi Guru, his original Guru Tattva, the origin. And he is submitting the request on behalf of the king. Very important lesson here. You cannot make Krishna do something because he is Swaraj. He is completely independent. Even Srimati Radharani says, Ashlishava. You know, it is Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he wrote 8 verses. But that is the mood of Srimati Radharani, he wrote. And he says, Ashlishava padaratam pinashtu mam adarshanat marmahatam karotuva yathata thava vidadhatu lampato mat prana nathastu saevanapara. So, you know, that's her mood. She's saying, even if you do not see me, even if you leave me broken hearted, or, you know, even if you trample upon me, still you are the Lord and Master of my life. That's like giving the freedom, because Krishna is completely Swaraj. He is completely independent. He can do whatever he desires. So we cannot force Krishna that, Krishna, you have to bless me. I am coming to the temple last 20 years. I am chanting 16 rounds. You must bless me this way, that way. You must accept my prayer. Why are you not accepting my prayer? We must understand that Krishna is completely Swaraj, independent. But Krishna can be easily, very easily accessed through the spiritual master. When someone accepts the spiritual master, then the path of that particular devotee becomes very easy. You know, the impossible looking path to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna becomes very easy by the mercy of spiritual master. And here Nityananda Prabhu, he has accepted Pratap Rudra Maharaj. And he is now talking on his behalf. He is requesting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text number 20. Nityananda Prabhu continued, the king has decided to become a mendicant and accept the sign of a mendicant by wearing an ivory earring. He does not want to enjoy his kingdom without seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This purport I would like to read. It's very beautiful. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In India, there is still a class of professional mendicants who are very much like the gypsies of Western countries. They know some magical art and mystical processes, and their business is to beg from door to door, sometimes pleading and sometimes threatening. Such mendicants are sometimes called yogis and sometimes kanapata yogis. The word kanapata refers to one who has put a hole in his ear to wear an earring made of ivory. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was so depressed by not getting to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he decided to become such a yogi. Ordinary men think that a yogi must have an ivory earring in his ear. But this is not the sign of a real yogi. Maharaj Pratap Rudra also thought that to become a mendicant yogi, one must wear such an earring. Text 21, Nityananda Prabhu continued, "The king also expressed his desire to see the moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his eyes, full satisfaction. He would like to raise the lotus feet of the Lord to his heart." Hearing all these statements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was certainly softened, but externally he wished to speak some harsh words. Toma sabar ichha ei amare laiya raja ke milaha yaha katake te giya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I can understand that you all desire to take me to Katak to see the king." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "What to speak of spiritual advancement? All the people will blaspheme me. And what to speak of all the people? Damodar would chastise me. I shall not meet the king at the request of all the devotees, but I shall do so if Damodar will give his permission." Now this, he is speaking in a sarcastic manner. Srila Prabhupada explains this in the purport that Damodar Pandit, he had this habit of, you know, sometimes criticizing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because sometimes it happens that, you know, somebody who is elder in age or elder in terms of, you know, varnashram, or there is natural tendency to correct, or, you know, with good heart, good intention, but there is a natural tendency, like the father wants to correct the child, or even, you know, anybody who is elder, they think that I have seen more world than you. So sometimes there is a tendency. So Damodar Pandit, he used to always tell that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should do this, and but you should not do this. He used to say these things, but sometimes he used to overdo that. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is using, you know, this sarcasm. Like he is saying that if Damodar Pandit says, then I shall do. Then, you know, Damodar Pandit, he understands that, you know, this is silent chastisement for me. Even though it appears appreciation. So Damodar kahe tumi swatantra ishwara kartavya akartavya sab tumar gochara. Damodar immediately replied, "My Lord, you are the fully independent supreme personality of Godhead. Since everything is known to you, you know what is permissible and what is not permissible. I am merely an insignificant jiva. So what power do I have to give directions to you? By your own personal choice, you will meet with the king. I shall see it. The king is very much attached to you, and you are feeling affection and love toward him. Thus I can understand that by virtue of the king's affection for you, you will touch him. Although you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are completely independent, still you are dependent on the love and affection of your devotees. That is your nature." Nityananda kahe aiche hayakon jana je tomare kahe कर राजा दर्शन. नित्यानंद प्रभु देन सेड, हु इज देयर इन द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स हु कैन आस्क यू टू सी द किंग. लाइक आई वॉज सेइंग दैट नोबडी कैन से एनीथिंग टू कृष्ण, ही इज कंप्लीटली फ्री. लाइक व्हेन कृष्णा लेफ्ट द्वारका एंड ही लेफ्ट टू हस्तिनापुर, that time all his 16,108 wives, they were going through so much separation. But it is Krishna's desire, what can we do? That was the mood of Srimati Rukmini Devi. She said that it will be so much pain to our heart that we won't be able to see your beautiful lotus face, we won't be able to touch your lotus feet, but you must have something in your mind that you are leaving us for some days. Even Krishna left Vrindavan, you know, so many Brajabasis, their hearts were shattered. But Krishna, when he comes, he has various objectives too. That's why he has to always travel, and he is performing the task of re-establishing the religious principles. Dharma samsthapanartha is sambhavami yuge yuge. Srila Prabhupada, when he used to travel so much, all the devotees, all the temple presidents would write him letters, various letters. Prabhupada, please come. We have set up a beautiful quarter for you. We have these facilities. Please come and stay with us for 1 week or 2 weeks. Your health will get better. You know, they used to give so many arguments. They used to give so many, you know, beautiful points that, you know, the weather of this place, Hawaii, is very suitable for your health. But please come. But Srila Prabhupada, he had the mission of preaching Krishna consciousness. So that's why he used to travel so much. And devotees would always feel so much separation from Srila Prabhupada. But Prabhupada, you know, even he knew that, you know, that devotees love me so much and they are going to have so much separation, still he wanted to continue the mission of Krishna consciousness. He wanted to make the entire world into Krishna's devotees. And that's why he preached tirelessly. And this separation that Krishna gives to his devotees, or the spiritual master gives to his devotees, to his disciples, that separation actually churns their heart, softens their heart, and increases the love, increases the amount of intensity that the devotee has for Krishna, or the disciple has for Guru. And that's the reason, you know, Krishna deliberately gives separation to his devotees. Okay, we are at 31, right? Kintu anuragi lokera swabhav ekahaya ishta napaile nija prana se chadaya. Still, isn't it the nature of an attached man to give up his life if he does not attain his desired object? So Nityananda Prabhu is so smart, you see. He is telling that, you know, this is the nature of attached person, that he may even give up his life. What will happen to your reputation that you are thinking about if the king gives up his life, or the king is walking door to door being a mendicant, a beggar? You know, everybody will say that what's happening here and what Lord Chaitanya has done. For instance, some of the wives of the Brahmanas who were performing sacrifices gave up their lives in the presence of their husbands for the sake of Krishna. Now Nityananda Prabhu's intelligence, again, he's not just speaking sentences, he's also giving references from Shastras. Now he is also reminding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the pastime that Krishna and the cowherd boys, that, you know, happened one time when they were very hungry, they wanted to have some food. Krishna said, you go to these Brahmanas, they are performing sacrifices, and you will definitely get a lot of nice foodstuffs. When the cowherd boys went there, these Brahmanas, they were not really very exalted. So they didn't understand that we are performing sacrifice to satisfy the belly of the same person who is actually coming to our door and asking for food. So actually it was such a great fortune for them, but they misunderstood. And they said, you know, we cannot give you any food. But then those coward boys went to the wives of the brahmanas who were very advanced devotees. And those wives wanted to give the prasadam to them. But then the brahmana chastised them and the wives were very heartbroken. So Nityanand Prabhu is reminding Lord Chaitanya. He is not just speaking his own, you know, words. He is also giving the reference from the Shastras. So that is very important for all of us to learn. Text number 33. Nityanand Prabhu then submitted one suggestion for the Lord's consideration. There is a way, he suggested, by which you need not meet the king, but which would enable the king to continue living. Eka bahirvas yadi deha kripakari taha panya prana rakhe tomar asadari. If you, out of your mercy, send one of your outer garments to the king would live hoping to see you sometime in the future. So you are not going to meet him, at least give one, you know, piece of your outward cloth, and then the king will still feel happy about it, that at least, you know, Lord has given me some mercy. The Lord said, since you are all very learned personalities, whatever you decide, I shall accept. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then obtained an external garment used by the Lord by requesting it from Govinda, who is the personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Nityananda Prabhu delivered the old cloth into the care of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya sent it to the king. When the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as he would worship the Lord personally. So that's, you know, that's one of the ways Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified the king by giving him one, you know, remnant of his cloth. And the king is very happy, and in the future you see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agrees to meet his son. And the son is considered the representative of the father. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the son of Prataparudra, then he became very happy. Prataparudra became very happy. He felt as if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has embraced me. So this is how he became very happy and jubilant. And later on, you know, by the mercy of all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, king actually gets audience with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the future of the same chapter, you will see that. And also, this is Rath Yatra time, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he learned that now there is Rath Yatra soon to happen, he told all the devotees, let us clean the Gundicha temple, because now Lord Jagannath is coming here. So we have to clean the temple, you know, perfectly. So he brought hundreds of devotees and they all cleaned the Gundicha temple. So beautiful pastime, you may all want to read. And one conclusion of this class is, whatever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the devotees accepted with complete heart, with whole heart. They didn't question the Lord. When our Lord and Master is saying, let us clean the Gundicha temple, then they all came with complete enthusiasm, thinking that this is Rath Yatra time. We must give our best, because otherwise what is the use of the human form of life? What is the use of our life if we cannot make the most of it? So, to serve Lord Jagannath, they all cleaned the Gundicha temple. They made the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their own mission. The same way, we should also, you know, jump into the Rath Yatra mood. Now, Rath Yatra is right around the corner. So, we should all be very enthusiastic and we should jump into this and we should join hands and let us all very enthusiastically welcome Lord Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra for Rath Yatra. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has questions or comments? Or? Yes.
I'll bring it up for In the beginning, you said that Lord Chaitanya was arranging this pastime so that as a message to us to be careful to not associate with materialistic persons. But in the Western world, at least, everyone begins as a materialistic non-devotee. So, and some are even very, very wealthy and even harsh and demoniac. But some of these persons, when devotees did preach to them, they became some of the best devotees in our movement. So it seems like the lines are a little bit blurred, and our mood as a ISKCON society is to make devotees, and if we were real careful about just avoiding the association of materialists, I don't think we'd be making too many devotees. So what are the lines? What is the message? Could you clarify?
No, that's very important. Thank you, Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed the etiquette that one should not associate with the materialistic people. That doesn't mean one should not preach to the materialistic society. Because we see Prabhupada's mood is he came all the way from Vrindavan, he came to the land of Maya. That's like New York, he came in 1965. It was filled with materialistic people. Like, they were not just materialistic, they were much lower than that. And Srila Prabhupada still came because once you have achieved advancement in the spiritual life, then one naturally becomes compassionate and they want to share the message of Krishna with everyone. But one should not take the materialistic association. For example, one may talk about Krishna to all the people, whoever is there in the world. But one should not take their association. That is important. That means one should not, you know, in the name of preaching, sometimes we say that, you know, I was preaching to this person, that person, and then later we all went to movie. So what's the point? Actually, you didn't preach him. He actually preached to you his philosophy. Sometimes it happens that our devotees, they with good intention, they preach, but sometimes we take their association. That's very important to be like a lotus. You know, that example is given that the lotus, it remains in the mud, it remains in the water, but it is always pure and it is untouched, uncontaminated. That means we should not take their dirt upon us, upon our mind. That's very important. And if you really are not that advanced, which we all know how much, you know, advanced we are, then we can just avoid the association and protect ourselves. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave direct instruction, jivana sarthaka kari, kari paropakar. Paropakar is always there, you know, compassion, one should preach, that is there. But the first mission is to save yourself. Jivana sarthaka kari, right? First you perfect your life, then only you can save the other person. Like when you travel in the airlines, they show you a video. They show you that even if you may be the mother and your child is sitting right next to you, if something happens to the plane, you know, you should first apply the oxygen mask to yourself and then apply to your child. Because unless you are fit and fine, you cannot save anyone else. So that's the whole essence of this pastime, that definitely our life and soul is, you know, preaching activities. That's Srila Prabhupada's life and soul, and we have to make his mission as our mission. But one should not take undue risks, and one should not, you know, fall down unnecessarily. That's why we have to be very strict and perfect our life, and definitely, naturally, you know, all the others whoever come and contact, they will naturally get benefited and they will naturally perfect. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you. Thank you.